It's a beautiful morning, a beautifully calm, sunny morning, little or absolutely almost no wind, so it's still, except for my breath, which is puffing, because I've just cycled a wee distance in my totally unfit condition, and uphill all the way. Advantage is downhill all the way back. But it's strange. I've come up to post a letter to an associate of my wife's in her society, which is St. Vincent de Paul. And it's a notification, so she asked me to bring this up to this guy's house. And it's very strange because I'm looking from his house 30 feet away immediately to the house I was reared in. I came up here from the old town, the old part of the town when I was 3 years old, when these houses were just being built. That would be in 1953, number 14. And this is where I grew up until I left the house at 21 when I got married. And I look across just now and I see, roughly, some things have changed. Modern life now, I've changed my dad's beautiful garden into a triple driveway, all monoblocked. And side fences to the garden, the rear garden, 6 foot high, for privacy. Of course, in those days, that wasn't what it was all about. It was about being neighbourly. And I remember fondly our neighbours next door, John and Meg, Mrs. Allen across the road, who moved to Australia, and the Stuarts, Alistair, who stayed in the house that I've just delivered to a car to. All the ones down the road, I can remember everything. This was my playground. All this, all the friends, in fact, would you believe that a lady just passed me with her wee dog, and I remember her face immediately. She was one I knew, one of the girls, but she wasn't one, I think she was a year or so younger than us. She wasn't one that really ran about with us. We were a big bunch of people, guys and girls, all having fun, climbing trees, skipping, playing football, playing Kirby. All sorts of things, just everybody got on. It was great. This was one great big playground. She wasn't one, but I still remember their face, and I'm not sure if she remembered mine. Very strange, as I paused there for a car to go by, that the man driving the car was instantly recognisable, an older man who was well up in the fire brigade here. The fire department was just down the road, about half a mile from here. It's been moved to the other end of the town now, but then it was just down the road. In fact, my dad's next door neighbour was, what do they call it, not temporary. He wasn't full-time, part-time. But this man that just drove past me there was, I think he was actually the fire chief, to be honest, from that particular base. And he hasn't seemed to change. The girl I just seen seemed to be really older than me. But that guy just went down, he looked as young as I can remember. He's quite a big, handsome guy, and he still looked exactly the same. You know, it's so strange that I'm standing here. It's so quiet, it's so still. And I'm looking at my dad's front door, my mum and dad's front door. And the wee canopy they had fitted while they were still there. And can you hear that? Can you hear how quiet it is? I can even still faintly hear the hum from the electricity block, a brick building that contains the transformer for this area, which is just down a wee lane at the back of me. And it always hummed. We used to play on top of it. We used to call it the danger block. And so all the sights and sounds, and even the faces, already in the short time I've stood here, and I guess people are going to look out their window and say, "Is that stranger?" I'm no stranger, missus, This is my playground, this is my life, this is where I was reared with my mum and dad. I can still see the tree in the back garden I used to climb. I can still hear my mum and dad. I can still hear my dad shouting at me. And my mum saying, the tea's out, the dinner's out. Stuart, come here. It's strange. Very strange. My dad had a beautiful garden. He was a very keen gardener. He had wee hedges. He had all kinds of plants. Roses. He loved a roses man. He had nasturtiums climbing out of every crevice. Just a blaze of colour in the summer. And as I look across, I see nothing but a paltry wee conifer of some sort. Hardly got any body to it at all. No flowers on the borders, just a wee bit of grass left at the front. Monoblocks, hard wind, coloured chips. Not a plant, not a flower. What a transformation from an idyllic home. A place I love so much. I loved it so much here. It's great to think back and say, I had a great childhood. Yeah, it was tough. We didn't run about with pennies in our pocket all the time. But what a great childhood. What a great area to stay in. What great friends and boys and girls I remember well. Some I still meet and talk to. But it's great here, to be here. And as I pause there to let a lady go by, I turned to look at her, and it was another one of the family that we run about with here. And then she recognised me, and oh, it was great. Oh, it's like coming home. It's got coming home. But I've got to go back to home, my real home, the home I love down the road. Isn't it great to have two homes within half a mile of each other? One you can pop up and see now and again and have a wee bit of memory. What a beautiful morning for me in more than one way, not just weather-wise, but just everything about this. It's just so magical. I just don't want to leave. I can't stand here all morning. I can't. Someone will be phoning the police by now and think I'm spying up. And if I'll have to stop looking across in case those people across the road look out their blinds and get me lifted for a peeping Tom. That's the jackdaws, would you believe? The jackdaws are on the chimney pot of the house. Obviously built their nest inside the chimney pot. And that's exactly what they did when I was there. The jackdaws were always there. In the summer months when my dad didn't light the coal fire, they made use of the nice cosy chimney pot. And there'd always be a bit of a kerfuffle when he lit the fire come the late autumn, and smoke blew back into the kitchen, in the living room, because the chimney pot was stuffed with straw and twigs and leaves from the jackdaws. The buggers. I'm going now because noise from an aeroplane's intruding in my peace and quiet, and because I really need to go. I'm going to save this boo, because this is one of the magical ones that I want to listen to later on in life. I'm even just walking at the moment because I just don't want to leave. There's something pulling me back to say, stay longer, stay a wee bit longer. Look down that road to the left, to the right, and see. You know, this is my playground. This is, I remember that particular fence here, jumping it and getting chased by the neighbours. We used to jump it regularly because he had a fancy fence, and that was the one we wanted to jump into his garden. And oh, yeah, things have changed, haven't they? Things change over life. Neighbours change. I'm now passing old Roddy's house. The first man ever that I ever knew to have a Volvo. It was a Mark 1. And He's a right character. He still is. He's in about 90 year old. And he's still a wily old character. Still full of fun. And he's still in the same house. So many memories. And you know, when you stay, well, where I stay, and you forget, because it's not often I'm up this way. In fact, it's very rarely. It's usually in the car. And I was going to come up in the car this morning, and I thought, no, I'm going to cycle up. It's a lovely morning. And I'm glad, I'm so glad I did. I'm so, so glad that something in my head said, go up, just go up and don't take the car. And I could just do this forever. I could just be here all morning. And this book could go on forever and ever. And I don't care. I'm so filled with emotion. I'm so filled with laughter in my head. I'm so filled with this whole place. This whole place is just mines. It was all mines. And it's still here. It's still here for me to come up and see. Memories are fun, aren't they? My memories are fun. I'm going. Thank you for, if you've followed this right through, I'm sure many people are the same as me. Places where, in my case, almost 20 years of my life are sewn up in this area. They're still there. They're like radioactivity that gets into the ground and is there for years and years and years and maybe forever. And up there, at that house, in that area, in this area, part of me is soaked into the ground. Let's see, forevermore.